pounding the streets of Graz. We're on the way to Forumstadt for today's excitement in the shape of talks. And the guys I'm standing with both probably have a video appointment where they're being filmed and interviewed that they're no doubt late for. Who am I with?
Nafiz Ahmed.
What do you do?
I'm a writer, journalist, academic, writing about international security, the environment, climate change, food, terrorism, conflict, and how it all fits together.
And Tonino D'Ambrosio, filmmaker, author, visual artist, working around what I call creative response.
These are the kind of people you just happen to be walking through the streets regularly. sometimes ever so slightly inebriated on the way back from a party, as we were last night, way, way before everybody else, I will add. Because we have minds we like to protect from too much enjoyment. What are you thinking about the Elevate Festival so far?
It's really been a wonderful experience, meeting you and the Fees, for example, but many people like that, just hearing this, the great ideas that people are sharing about, again, what I would call creative response. And, you know, to be in a place in Graz that has just been such a great experience for me culturally and socially, that's so different than any other place I've experienced. So it's been a pretty transformative experience.
Nafiz?
Well, I've been coming to Elevate for a few years. I missed last year, but I've been here a few times. And every time I come, it's like a wonderful little community where there's so much energy, and I always come back. Whenever I come here, I feel re-energized because of the amazing conversations, the amazing people, and the fact that everybody here has got, you know, it's kind of essentially a leader in their own right, and they're paving the way, doing some amazing things, and you get the opportunity to share what you're doing and to learn so much from what other people are doing, and it's just an amazing and very unique community that we've got here. So I love it.
Leaders in their own right. I really like that.
That is beautiful, yeah.
How important are events like this?
Massively important. I mean, this is the basis of really expanding and strengthening democracy, because it's all about actively participating. You're bringing people together, which is really the best thing you can do. I mean, that's what the best ideas do, you know, from film to literature to journalism to music to science to... you know, anything that really is about organizing society to make it work better for everyone is about bringing people together. And this festival does it really unlike any I've encountered, and in a way that's so open and sincere and authentic. And I have to say, it is, you know, kind of borrowing the fee said, it is, I'm learning so much, but I'm also very much inspired to aspire to continue, you know, this work because of this experience.
So, Nafiz, tell me one thing that if someone were to Google you right now, you would be really, really happy for them to find.
I would love it if they Googled me and then they found out about my new novel called Zero Point, which I'm trying really, really hard to promote right now, which is a science fiction thriller of the near future. And it's crazy because it's got car crashes, explosions, violence, blood, swear words. No sex yet. Maybe in next volumes that I might consider that. But apart from that, it's actually got loads of deep, deep insight into contemporary politics and geopolitics and the crazy stuff that's going on in the world. And it predicted what's going on in the Middle East at the moment. So it's all about blowback, radicalization, and the rise of the surveillance state. And trying to explore, you know, where that's taking us, you know, using story as a medium. But also it's about entertainment, and it's about having fun with it. And, you know, we don't have to always, you know, explore these serious issues in a way which takes us down a path of gloomy kind of depression. It's okay. We can have fun. We can have a laugh. We can enjoy. And that's the whole point of making a story out of it, making a thriller, that something can be entertained.
Well, that was really well sold. You know, people drop books into interviews occasionally, but I'm wondering why I don't have one in my hand right now. How about you?
I mean, it's... I guess...
you've got a big body of work to pick from.
I mean, it's always great to have the film that we showed here, Let Fury Have the Hour. It's really found an audience throughout the world, and to kind of continue to have that audience grow and expand has been thrilling. So that's something I would love to, you know, for it to continue to be a tree that has many branches. So that's one thing. And you know, my new project, the Free Space, which is a broadcast series and a book that I'm working on about creative response, and my new film, We're Still Here, which grew out of a book I wrote about Johnny Cash called A Heartbeat and a Guitar. But all these things are about, you know, my belief that we should be reimagining who we are as individuals to discover a new we, you know, connection to our shared common humanity, you know, thinking about others and finding a way to make the world work better for everyone. You know, this is what this work is all about. So, you know, if anything, whatever people read of mine or see of mine, that's hopefully the spirit in which they'll embrace it.
Fantastic. Can you see now why I love the Elevate Festival and just some of the conversations you can have whilst walking? You know, there are the corridors, there are the amazing meals, there are the corners of the innards of a dark mountain throbbing with electronica and all kinds of weird, surreal sounds. One mountain which we were stood on yesterday, the mist in our faces, spontaneous, I wasn't drunk enough harmonica. And just people connecting minds, and I love it. Guys, where can people find you on Twitter?
You can just find me at Nafiz Ahmed, NAFZZAHMED.
Antonino 44, ANTONINO 44.
And I'm Documentally. Thanks for listening.